Hi everyone, welcome to Lola's Frugal Life. This is episode number 250 and this is my weekly meal plan episode. So please stick around for a few quick words from our sponsor and we'll get right into the show. Today's episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. If there is something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals, BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line, it's not self-help, it's professional counseling done securely online. There is a broad range of expertise available, which may not be available to you locally. The service is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses, plus you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with traditional therapy. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit BetterHelp.com/Lola, that's Better, H-E-L-P, and join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Lola's Frugal Life listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/Lola. Hello, welcome back to my weekly meal plan. If you're new here, this is just an episode each week where I share what's on the meal plan for my family for the upcoming week. Just maybe it'll provide you with some inspiration to get your meal plan together, or maybe you'll find some recipes you might want to try out. My meal plan is done very simply. I rotate meals pretty frequently. Every once in a while I'll add in a new recipe, but for the most part, I really rotate my meals over usually like a 2 or 3 week period. Sometimes some of them are once a month, but there's definitely a lot of rotation of the same meals because it makes it easier for me and I can put my meal plan together really easily. For example, every other Monday we do hamburgers. Every Tuesday we do like a Mexican theme, either like tacos or fajitas or whatever. So it's that type of thing. Anyway, this meal plan comes out every Wednesday for the meal plan that starts the upcoming Saturday, so that if you were going to follow along with any of them, you'd have time to get your grocery list together. I do post this meal plan also on my website at lolasfrugallife.com, and you can find links there to any of the recipes that I mention in the episode. So this week starts on Saturday, November 13th. So Saturday we are doing tender Italian baked chicken, which is from allrecipes.com. It's just a simple breaded chicken cutlet with Parmesan cheese and breadcrumbs, and it just bakes in the oven, so it's pretty quick and easy. And then I am trying a new recipe this week called Easy Lo Mein. It's from damndelicious.net, and it's lo mein noodles with vegetables and like a soy sauce type flavoring on that. So that's kind of like pasta and vegetables all in one. So I'm just going to do that one side dish. For Sunday, I am doing French dip sandwiches. I don't have a link for this one, but I will post on the website how you make it. It's just a handful of ingredients that go in the crock pot, and it makes really good, easy crock pot French dip sandwiches. And then on the side with that, I'm just going to do 5-ingredient instant pot mac and cheese and just a bag of like frozen vegetables, like the steam fresh type, you know, that you find in the grocery store. I always keep some of those on hand. So we're going to do those as a side dish also. Monday, I'm going to be doing ribeye steak. For that, I usually just take the steak and I marinate it with red wine vinegar and olive oil and then Montreal steak seasoning. And then I'll just broil it in the oven until it's to whatever like desired cooking, what do you call that? I don't know, you know, medium, whatever. The different, I can't think of what those are referred to as. How would you like it done, they always say. But anyway, so you cook it to your desired doneness, I guess. That's that. And then for a side dish, I'm going to be making vegetarian tater tot casserole, which is from allrecipes.com. And this is just kind of like a tater tot casserole that has sour cream, cheddar cheese, and cream of mushroom soup. So I'll be having that. I did not plan for a vegetable that night. I probably should add one, but I didn't. Sometimes I just kind of go with the one side dish, and the tater tot casserole is kind of like pretty filling. So I think the steak with that will be fine. For Tuesday, we are doing sheet pan shrimp fajitas, which is from allrecipes.com. So it's just your basic, sheet pan type meal where you put the shrimp and peppers and onions and some seasoning. And then we'll make fajitas with the flour tortillas. I'm not doing a side dish for that. We're just going to have the shrimp fajitas and that'll be it. It's got the meat and the vegetables and everything. And you probably could throw a side dish with that, but we're just going to go with the shrimp fajitas and leave it at that. For Wednesday, we're going to do fried flounder. I don't have a recipe for this one. I just buy the individually frozen flounder fillets from like BJ's. It's like a wholesale club near us. I know some people don't have BJ's in their area. It's like Costco. So I'm going to just make those. I just basically dip them in egg and breadcrumb and fry them up. And then I'm going to be doing a rice side dish, just kind of like the boxed rice, like a rice-a-roni type flavored rice mix. And then again, I'm going to just be using a bag of frozen vegetables, like the steam fresh type you just pop in the microwave. Thursday, I'm going to be doing crock pot potato soup. This is another one that I don't have a recipe link to. This doesn't usually happen that often that so many of the meals don't have a recipe link. But again, I will note on the website the ingredients for this. But this is a really super easy crock pot potato soup. You basically just dump a bag of potatoes, like frozen potatoes, in the crock pot, the kind that are like the, I think they call them like O'Brien or whatever. It's like the chopped up, diced up potatoes with peppers and onions already in the bag. And you just put that in the crock pot. You put in vegetable broth or chicken broth, whatever you like, and then cream and mushroom soup, and you just let it cook all day. And it's just super easy, and it's a really good soup. And then I'll just be making grilled cheese sandwiches at night to go with that. So then the last meal of the week is bow ties with sausage, tomato, and cream. That's from allrecipes.com. This is just like a one-pot dish that has... it's sausage, and obviously it's called bow ties with sausage, tomatoes, and cream. So it's all of those things. And you basically just cook up the sausage and the tomato and cream part, I believe, at the beginning. And then you add the pasta, and you just kind of mix it all together at the end. So since one of my daughters does not eat meat, I'm thinking that I'm just going to cook the sausage separately and then add it in for those that want it. But I definitely recommend cooking it all together if you don't have someone that doesn't eat meat in your family, because the flavor is better. It'll get through all of the sauce and everything. So that is the last meal on this meal plan for this week. So don't forget, you can email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Lola's Frugal Life. You can find blog posts for each episode on my website at lolasfrugallife.com. And you can also join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I can see that you're listening. Don't forget that there is a blog post version of this meal plan with links to recipes at lolasfrugallife.com. And also, if you can take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, that would be really helpful to me. Those ratings and reviews help boost the podcast show results, search results, get my show seen. I can't talk. In the search results better. So if you wouldn't mind doing that, I would really, really appreciate it. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a really awesome day.